You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's get to this note. This is from Marta, M-A-R-T-A. Marta says, hi, Dom and Jeremy. Do you boys have a song in your relationships? You know, like, that's our song. So I'll start with
like
you,
between
Jeremy.
You and I? No, the one here. Between you and I, right?
What would
that's
be
what made
our
it
song?
Sound like.
Wouldn't that be funny?
It would be funny. We have a song.
Your boys in the morning have a song.
We have a song. Mine's the Dave Matthews Band song, Where Are You Going?
Mm-hmm.
DMB.
Was that like a first on the first date it came on or something?
No, we were riding. We were kind of, you know, getting to be hot and heavy for each other, and we were riding around in a friend's car, and I was in the front seat. She was in the back seat, and she stuck her hand up in between the door and the seat and kind of like, you know, was squeezing me on the side. And I reached back and held her hand while we were driving from front seat to back seat. And that song
so sweet.
Came on the radio, and the lyrics just kind of hit us and kind of described our relationship perfectly. And boom, from there on out, we got a song.
You sure she wasn't in the back seat and leaned forward with you two and said, hey, where are you going?
No. Shut up.
Was it like that?
No, nothing like that at all. No.
Different Where Are You Going?
Different, okay. Different. What's yours, something by Glenn Miller or something?
Da, 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 da. Yeah, it's Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree with Anyone Else But Me. We don't have a song.
No song.
We have no song.
Aw.
But I have had songs in past relationships, which I'll get to as we get further into Marta's letter. Let's go back. She's talking about, you know, do you have, you know, that's our song. She writes, my husband and I have had one for almost 10 years, and I just now discovered that my sister and her husband have the same song. She writes, it makes me sick because somehow it doesn't make it special anymore. I asked my husband if we could choose another song as our song, and he is adamant that we can't change it. He said, my sister should change hers. Marta writes, I know it's a silly thing, but I'm just wondering if your listeners have a suggestion about this or if they've ever changed their song before. Thank you. We've listened to your show since we moved here 11 years ago. Marta, I thank you, first of all, for that, Marta. I wrote back to her because now I'm curious because I'm like, I got to know what this song is because it's her and her husband's song, and it's also the same song that her sister and her husband picked out.
Very popular.
She wrote, well, I guess it makes sense. It goes back to about that time, back in like the mid to late 2000s. She said it's that Jason Mraz song, I'm Yours. That one. Yes.
This one?
Are you just going to put this on a loop?
No, oh my God. I would never. This is so romantic. One more. Okay. Yeah, it's very romantic.
If that's your song, you got to change it more. Let me tell you a funny story about this. And by the way, our phone number is 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. You can call and tell us what your song is.
Yeah.
That would be funny. So we would love to know what's your song.
And then if you
and
can change
also,
it.
Also, have you ever changed it because of something?
Right.
I will tell you, so, along the lines of Marta, and this is really awkward and uncomfortable, but many years ago, I had a song with somebody that I was dating. We had our song. It was not a big deal, but we had our song. And then I found out that my son and my daughter-in-law, it was their song.
Oh, that's Creepy Town,
and
USA.
We had never talked about it. It's an old song, too. That's the thing. It wasn't a current record. It's an old song. We both had just randomly selected it as couples as our song.
You got to change that.
You got to change.
Break up. So you broke up with her, right?
Yeah, we're no longer dating, so
listen,
I guess
can't
that's
see
all
you
that,
anymore.
That issue. But it was funny. It's like, how do you have the same song as your son and
that's
his spouse?
Trippy.
You
know? That's.
So what do you think? Does Marta, do they change their song or is it not a big deal? Personally, let me just speak here. Who cares if it's your sister's song also? I mean, really.
Well, now every time that it comes on, you're not going to think of your relationship. You're going to be like, ugh, my sister has this too. She's making out with her husband to it.
Oh, that's a good
point. You know, it's going to be top of mind every time now. That's the only thing you'll think about is, oh, this isn't special anymore.
Yeah, but how do you change songs? They've been together for over 10 years. How do you change songs?
There's got to be something else.
Because, as you said, your song had...
a moment. We had a moment.
Yeah, there's a reference to an actual moment in time.
There's other moments.
And you can't go back and recreate that. Like, you can't remember what was playing when you went on your first date. Or you can't remember where it was when he proposed.
But what songs did you play at your wedding? Or was there, like, a first dance song? Or a song that you played when you walked down the aisle? Or... anything's better than, you know, do 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 do
do do do do. Stop it. Oh, God.
Stop it. We'll start with Richard. Richard, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
What's your song?
Nervous by Shawn Mendes.
Nervous. How did you pick
it? That's good.
So my spouse and I, we when we first met, we chatted for a month, and then we stopped chatting after a month, and then we reconnected 6 months later in a club. And even though it's not like the lyrics is I saw you in a cafe and I saw you look my way, I know it's not a cafe, but when I saw my spouse look my way, it was more like a
sparks, fireworks, magic. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Twinkle in your eye.
Richard, I'll tell you right now, there's not a dry eye amongst our listeners.
I got
right now,
goosebumps
buddy.
Where goosebumps shouldn't be right now, Richard.
Give her a shout. Give her a shout out right now, Richard, and tell her that you love her.
My spouse is Raul Medina. I love you so much.
Beautiful. Very nice. Go.
Richard, thank you so much. So Richard and Raul, he spotted Raul across
so
the way at the club.
The song was on.
I love that. That's great. Corinne, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, you.
So, all right, what's your song?
Just Like Heaven by The Cure.
Oh, that's a good song, too.
Solid
yeah.
80s song. Why is that your song, by the way?
Because I just grew up listening to a lot of 80s, so when I met my husband, he had never heard of Robert Smith ever, and that was appalling to me. So I just started showing him all of, you know, The Cure soundtrack and stuff, which most of it is very, very sad. And then one day when we were trying to figure out what we were going to walk away to after we were done saying I do and stuff, go down the aisle, Just Like Heaven came on, and he was like, who is this? And I was like, it's Robert Smith. And he was like, dude, this is the happiest song I've ever heard by him. And it just
Look at that. And you embraced and made out and fell to the ground. And
No, it was
that's good. That's a good one.
Yeah, Corinne, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Listen to some of these notes. Denise says, yes, you've got to change the song. I agree with Jeremy. If the song came on, I'd only think about my sister. Change it.
Yeah.
Clint said, I would change the song. Here's an idea. Look up the music charts on the day you first went out and pick that week's number one song.
Okay.
So we've got to figure. You don't know. When
I do.
You first
I texted.
So you didn't know.
I didn't know.
Nicole.
I had Nicole to double check because we started dating in 2002. This year will be 20 years for us.
Okay. So what month?
Let's say October.
You don't know when you first went out.
We
with your
don't
wife?
Officially know the exact date because we were kind All of right. friends beforehand, right. but we've always picked October 1st as kind of like the anniversary day. Because we don't All remember right. the exact day we like went to our first dinner together or whatever.
October 1st, you're saying?
Well, October 1st, 2002.
I'm going to tell you the number one song that week was Nelly doing Dilemma.
That's a great song.
Or Nelly. The one just before that
yeah.
was Complicated by Avril Lavigne.
Which it kind of was.
Why you gotta make things so complicated?
It was because she was seeing another guy.
Seeing?
Well, let's not get into all that. It
was
a different time.
We've talked about it 100
times. We don't need to get into that again.
You don't want me to repeat that again?
That whole mess.
Something about the same address or anything? Don't say anything about that?
We don't need to get into that. Nelly sounds great.
Okay, do Nelly. But get a load of this note from Sarah. She said, I found out our song was the same song my boyfriend had with an old girlfriend. Needless to say, I was not happy about that. The dude picked the same song with two different women.
I want to be mad at that, but...
But what?
If it's a good song, way to make life a little bit easier.
You know what? Here's the only positive to it. You would never accidentally have a song come on and say, oh, babe, it's
our
song.
That's not our song.
And he or she would turn to you and say, "That's who is that? No, because that ain't me." So if you always have the same song,
I like this. This is
you'll
brilliant.
Never trip up.
I suggest everyone does it.
Thank brilliant. You for your calls. Thank you for your messages. And thanks for hanging out in the morning with your boys. Dom and Jeremy at Mix 100.